because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're seeing this piece of news that's coming out from the Israeli media that Hezbollah, now that Hezbollah has crossed from Lebanon into Syria to aid Assad against the hired mercenaries, the demonization is on, and the Israeli media is now claiming that Hezbollah is planning attacks against the West. So get ready for a false flag attack, because Israel always telegraphs these things, and they don't know when to quit. They have no shame whatsoever about what's going on there. All righty, now, we got a caller on the line here. We're going to go to the Heretic in Colorado. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, are you there? All right, we're having a little... Okay, you there now?
Hello.
Hello, finally got you.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, that was an interesting conversation. Just to play devil's advocate, I think you guys are both right.
Okay.
In your own way, and, you know, maybe as a happy medium, since they know it's inevitable, how are they going to, they're positioning themselves to capitalize on it.
Now, that is exactly what I was trying to say.
Okay. I can go with that. I really do wonder about, I didn't want to call about Adam Kokesh, but I wanted to say that I really appreciate, I listen to you when I get a chance. I really appreciate your inconvenient backbone. And we all need to get that and stand up to these people. And, yes, they are insane, and they do belong in a loony bin. And, no, this is not the new normal, and we will not accept their BS anymore. But I had a visual, this is kind of old news, but about the gold smackdown.
Yes.
About over a month ago. And have you ever, you know, like when you're flying a kite and then you just kind of let go of the reel and let the string just take the kite, you know? Well, I mean, what's going to happen to the kite? It's gonna fall.
Yes.
And let the wind take it, and it's going to fall. But once you grab back onto it, and once the wind catches up and the string becomes tight, that kite's going to fly a lot higher. And that's kind of how I see with the precious metals manipulation.
It's kind of a loose analogy, and we know the actual mechanism by which this is being done. The London gold and silver fix ties together the prices of those gold futures contracts with the physical, and by simply over issuing those gold futures contracts, those ETFs, they're creating a bubble that drives down the value of the physical. And yet we know that physical is in short supply. We know that people are actually trading physical at elevated premiums. They really should be treated as two different commodities. But this works to the advantage of the money junkies to be able to simply issue new paper to drag the physical down. And in a way, they're almost playing with physical silver and gold the way they did with the U.S. currency back in 1964, get everybody thinking that the paper is the money, the paper is the gold and silver, even though it really isn't. But as it was pointed out on that video we were talking about, to keep these overabundant gold contracts satisfied, somehow an additional 4,500 tons of gold entered the market, and the only rational source for all of that gold to satisfy those gold futures contracts is the U.S. government and the New York Federal Reserve, which is why they're all hemming and hawing when countries like Germany are asking for their gold bullion back.
Yeah, who else could possibly do that? But I share that, all wars are bankers' wars. I try to sharing that with people, and, you know, the people who are capable of waking up are going to be receptive, and some people are just a waste of time, but you gotta try.
Well, you know, you shouldn't waste time on the ones who are a waste of time. They're too locked into their belief system. A lot of them are government agents or work for the government. They don't want to see it, but they're a dwindling minority. We'll be back after these commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Apparently, there's another tornado warning over Oklahoma. They were showing some aerial photos. Definite mesocyclone formation there. And so if you're in Oklahoma or that part, you know, be safe. Stay away from the windows. And, you know, have your emergency supplies ready to go. And no, it's not the fault of global warming. Don't let them bamboozle you about that. Somebody just sent me in an article that apparently top state lawmaker in Michigan is introducing a bill that would protect the art collection at the Detroit Institute of Art from being sold off when Detroit declares bankruptcy. So they're moving to try and protect that. And it illustrates an important point that has been much neglected by the government. And this also gets back to the confiscation of America's public lands to be pledged as collateral on government borrowing, beginning under the Richard Nixon administration through the EPA as a dodge. You need to understand that there is and should be a big black line between property that is owned by the federal government itself and assets and property that is collectively owned by the American people. Now, when the government goes out and it rents or builds a building or it buys a military base or something, that's federal government property. but the public lands of the United States of America, the collections in the museums, that are taxpayer funded. That's the collective property of the American people. And the government doesn't really have a right to just arbitrarily come in, take your property, and use it for their own purposes. I would argue that the use of America's lands, the public lands, as collateral for government borrowing was illegal. And so when the U.S. government does collapse and those foreign creditors come on in and say, look, we've got this collateralization note to Yosemite or Yellowstone, we, the American people, ought to say, we didn't agree to that. You show us a contract signed by the American people pledging the American people's collective heritage as collateral on government borrowing. And if you didn't do the due diligence, that's your problem. So I'm glad that the Michigan legislature is moving to protect that, because there does need to be a line drawn between what does belong to the federal government and what belongs to the people. And the government is not allowed to simply take the property of the people and just sell it or lease it or give it away. I would argue that this also applies to this privatization that has been sweeping the country, where taxpayer-funded property like highways and bridges that are the property of the people themselves, are the government will simply turn around and sell it off to a private corporation who will then charge you rent to use what you as a taxpayer paid to build in the first place. And of course, all the problems with our nation began when the public currency was privatized by the Federal Reserve. Here we are 100 years later, and look at the devastation it has brought to the nation and its people. Now, there's a little scam going on right now. These things are fashion. They come in and they go out, and this one seems to be enjoying a revival, so you need to be aware of it. This was an article that was being reported in Boston on CBS, and apparently parents in the South Shore area are being targeted by this scam, where the scammers will call up and say, we have kidnapped your child. You will go to Western Union and wire so many thousands of dollars to this foreign email, a foreign bank account, and then we will release your child. And it turns out the child hasn't been kidnapped at all. But it's a scam. And again, our government is too busy taking care of Israel to go after the scammers. And so it's open season on the American people, whether they're the little scammers there in South Shore Boston or the big scammers up in Wall Street. It's all open season on the American wallet, and there is no bag limit. Yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw. Apparently, down in Fort Worth, police officer shot a homeowner 6 times, who apparently was just looking outside his home to find out why a burglar alarm went off. Turned out the burglar alarm had been triggered by accident. Cop just gunned him down. Apparently, Miami-Dade police grabbed a 14-year-old, put him in a chokehold, and charged this kid with a felony for glaring at the police with a dehumanizing stare. That's it. Kid gave the cops a dirty look, and they chokehold him and charge him with a felony. Meanwhile, up in Oregon, the police, responding to a reported attempted break-in, confiscated a veteran's rifle and charged him for firing a warning shot at this wanted felon who was trying to break into his home. Didn't Joe Biden just tell us when somebody's trying to break into your home, just fire a shot through the door and warn him off? And so here we have the police coming out and saying that even if you have a gun in your home, you're not allowed to fire a warning shot. You know, just take the advice of that 911 operator, that woman called that her ex-boyfriend was trying to break in. And the 911 operator said, we don't have any police to respond. Just ask him to leave. Ask him politely. Wag your finger at him or something. And, of course, the woman wound up getting assaulted, partly strangled, and raped. And now we have the police going on, and the police do nothing about the crime. And they go out and they charge this veteran for firing a warning shot as his house is being broken into. What kind of a message does that send to the American people? What kind of message does it send to the criminals? Same message Wall Street gets. It's open season on the American wallet, and there's no bag limit. We're going to grab a phone call here. Ken in Massachusetts. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Have you mentioned this, Vanessa, about the government closing down this money laundering going on in Honduras and seizing $6 billion? I mean, what law gives them the right? I'm not in favor of these, you know, drug dealers and people like that, but all that money might not have been drug dealer money. So what gives them the right to do anything they want? Anything like that. I don't get it.
Because they got nuclear missiles. And you're absolutely right. We don't know what that money was being used for. We know very often that these money laundries are being used by government agencies to funnel funds to, for example, non-governmental organizations that are operating in foreign countries covertly to destabilize that government. Like USA just got kicked out of Russia because they caught them trying to basically cause trouble and destabilization. And they get their money through these money laundries to break the evidence trail back to the sponsoring government.
My brother told me when he was in Kenya, he would get money from the exchange, not from the, you know, there's different places you can get money, your money exchanged. Mm-hmm. And all of them might not be legal, but some gives you a better deal than other deal, other places.
Yeah, I know that does go on a lot here. And again, it's all about, people have to take their commerce through the approved banks, so the banks get a piece of the action. And these unapproved money exchangers, because they're not siphoning off as huge overhead for their corporate owners, do in fact offer a better exchange rate. But what we have right now is a banking system that wants to monitor every single transaction for taxing purposes, and to make sure that you are not spending money on things that they don't think you should be spending your money on. I mean, that's the whole model of taxation to begin with. We're going to take all of your money, and then we'll give you part of it back as long as you do what we tell you to do. That's
okay.
Your slave chain right there.
All right, thanks.
All right. Now, over in California, the state Senate has approved 8 new gun control bills, including an ammunition registry. Now, we know they're talking about bullets are now going to be marked with identifying marks by the gun that is firing. That's a new requirement here. And they want an ammunition registry as to who bought this ammunition. And it's just more overhead for the gun stores. It's more hassle for the legal gun owners. And it's not going to stop the criminals. Because the criminals are going to be able to buy, steal, or they'll just steal guns that belong to other people. So even if it's got an ID mark on the bullet, it doesn't lead to the real criminal. Criminals always come up with this stuff. In the days of revolvers, both the gun frame and the cylinder would be stamped with a serial number that was registered. And it was an old common mafia trick where two guys with the same gun would swap the cylinders. And so they would basically come back with a ballistics match to a gun, but it had two different serial numbers, so they couldn't link it to any one person through the gun registry. There are always ways to shortcut these things. But legislators love to legislate. They don't care what it costs, and they'll just come up with sometimes with some pretty ludicrous suggestions that really are not going to work, especially if somebody is doing home loading or reloading of their own ammunition. We're going to go to the phones here. Actually, no, I'm not going to take this phone call after the commercial break because I don't want to have to cut him off here. Up in Seattle, another lawsuit regarding police brutality against that department here. And another story coming out of California. Apparently, the California police are paying cell phone companies to read text messages being carried by them without any warrants. And apparently they're going out, they're justifying it by busting marijuana dealers, and apparently they're handing out tickets to kids for just tiny infractions in order to get their phone numbers on the records. So they know who is calling from this number back and forth. Total surveillance state. And you know something? It's all full of garbage data, and the databases are so huge they cannot effectively derive anything from them. It's just more wasted taxpayer money and a police state, and the criminals are running rampant despite it all. We'll be right back after these commercials.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I think we have another caller on the line. Art, are you there? Aloha, what's on your mind?
Mr. Rivero, how you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Two things here. First of all, this whole concept of bullets being marked as they're fired, you know. I don't know how they plan on doing this, if there's going to be some kind of staff that's going to be created by way of the ejector plate, or maybe on the tip of the firing pin, which wouldn't make any sense because all that's going to do is stamp the casing, not the bullet. But here's a problem I have with that. There's this thing called, and this is my first point, there's this thing called ballistics. A rifle is just that. It has a rifled barrel, which means the bullet is already marked as it is traveling through the barrel. Why do we need another identifying mark other than just to waste taxpayers' dollar on another piece of junk legislation? It isn't going to do a damn thing to curb crime.
No, it absolutely isn't. I mean, if we get to a point where it is impossible to use a legal gun without leaving an evidence trail, the criminals will simply get an illegal gun. It'll simply be something else the smugglers will bring across the border, or they'll just go over to Fast and Furious and get an untraceable gun. Remember, that whole Iran-Contra thing in Arkansas involved the manufacture of M16s, with lower receivers that had no serial numbers on them to give to the Contras. So the linkage to the United States, the U.S. government had deniability in that. Anybody with a decent machine shop can manufacture those parts without the serial numbers. As far as the pin leaving a mark on the shell casing, criminals will just start using revolvers again, where they take the brass away with them, or they pick up the brass when they're done doing what they're doing. In any event, any mark that is put on the bullet at the time of firing is likely to be erased by the trip down the barrel. So it's just all these cockamamie ideas that just don't really work. But it allows somebody's nephew to get hired into the new Department of Bullet Mark Interpretation.
Yeah, either that or you take the gun apart and you find out where that stamp is and you file it off. Problem solved. Next point. you know, this whole goofy crap about being arrested for firing a warning shot, you know, even though, yes, of course, as you pointed out, Joe Biden said fire a warning shot. Well, you know, I used to live in Georgia, and the nearest town, you know, my little hometown was maybe about 350 people max. And the nearest town to us within our own county was about 15 miles away in a population just a hair over 10,000. And that was when I lived in Georgia. And now I live in another state where our population in the nearest town to us is maybe, well, it's less than 4,000 people. But I noticed up here we have the same policy that we had down there where I lived in Georgia, and that is we don't fire warning shots. When we fire, we don't have any crime here at all. We have zero freaking crime. The worst thing we might get is, you know, some guy in a wife beater might slap his old lady around a little bit. Bad joke, I know. But we don't even really have any of that going on. We have almost no crime at all, except maybe a DUI every once in a while, I think, is about the worst thing I've heard of since I've been here. In the just about a year that I've been here, I think the worst thing I've ever heard of was a DUI. I mean, that's about it. But, you know, nobody would break into a house around here because they understand the concept that a warning shot generally involves a chunk of lead impacting your kneecap, your belly, your chest, or some other fragile part of your body.
You know, the economy is really tight. Bullets are expensive. We can't afford a warning shot. You know, we only allocate one bullet per home invader. And it may well be that the reason they charged this vet is they felt by firing a warning shot and that bullet may have gone someplace recklessly, that may be the justification for the arrest. And, of course, the lesson we should take from that is don't fire a warning shot. Wait till the intruder is in your home and just drop him right there. Don't waste your time shooting for kneecaps or elbows. Just aim dead center on the target. So even if you miss a little bit, you're going to hit something important.
There you go.
You know, and if you live with conjoined walls, if you're in an apartment or you are in a condo where you have your neighbors are on the other side of that wall, please, please, please load your gun with what are called frangible rounds that are designed to shatter into little tiny harmless particles when they hit the wallboard. If you're using hollow points or full metal jacket, those can go through anywhere, but depending upon the caliber, they can go through half a dozen of those sheet wall boards and still have enough energy to harm somebody. And you don't want to do that. When you pull that trigger, you're responsible for where that bullet goes, even if it misses your intended target. So
that's
gotta
right.
Be really careful about that.
And I am a firm believer in gun control, an accurate shot. That's how it
yeah,
works.
Using
you know,
both hands.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta use two hands. So make that shot count. If you fire a warning shot, at least hit a kneecap. That's a warning that next time I'm gonna hit you in the chest. It's real simple.
I think you can thanks
a lot, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. I think you can actually get in trouble with that. I mean, there have been a number of homeowners who have shot a prowler in their home, wounding them seriously, and then the prowler turns around and sues the homeowner and wins, which tells you how screwed up our court system is. We got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're seeing a story coming in now. Apparently, gunfire is being exchanged with a Turkish patrol near the Turkey-Syria border. We don't know who on the Syria side is pulling the trigger. Could be Assad's forces. Could also be the Free Syria Army attempting to create a pretext for an outright invasion. Meanwhile, the father of that gentleman down in Florida, who was gunned down apparently in cold blood by the FBI, is out there publicly saying his son was executed. Remember, the final gunshot was a gunshot to the crown of the head, a kill shot. And the father of the boy is saying the FBI killed his son to shut him up, which is consistent with my theory about what happened on that. Speaking of the FBI, apparently a government informant has gone public. This is going to be on ABC News tonight on, I think it's Diane Sawyer's show, where this FBI agent was asking for and receiving all kinds of goodies from this informant related to this murder of this Florida rapper. And he was getting watches and basketball tickets and the use of expensive luxury cars and all kinds of stuff. And it's just a reminder, the reality of the FBI is not what Hollywood and TV shows show you. That's just more of the propaganda. Going all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI has been absolutely manic about its public image, and they have repeatedly interfered with the production of movies and television shows to make sure the public gets the correct image of the FBI, even though the reality is obviously quite different. In fact, if you go back to the FBI Story, which was a movie starring Jimmy Stewart, Hoover was actually on the set every day of production telling the director how to make this movie. That's how manic they are about that whole thing. Hoover just had this complete obsession with Hollywood. And his idea was that Hollywood should be serving the government's agenda at all times, and got into a major confrontation with Charlie Chaplin, which started even before Hoover became head of the FBI. And Hoover was out there trying to lecture Charlie Chaplin to stop making movies that showed government officials as oafish buffoons. And Chaplin ignored him because Chaplin understood his audience enjoyed movies that made government officials look like, well, government officials. And later on, of course, Hoover was very instrumental in having Chaplin's citizenship revoked and having him kicked out of the country. In fact, when Chaplin came back to the Academy Awards to get his Lifetime Achievement Award, it took a special act of Congress to let him back in the country long enough to pick up his Oscar. Boy, those FBI types, they know how to carry a grudge. Now, this is a story that I think is going to give a lot of people reason to feel very, very good about the young people of America right now, because there was this big stink over this kid who went to his school wearing a T-shirt from the National Rifle Association that said, "Protect Your Rights." And for wearing this shirt, did not have a gun, just an NRA T-shirt, was suspended from school and arrested. He was arrested for wearing an NRA T-shirt. And apparently there was a video that showed the teacher yelling at Jared for refusing to turn his shirt inside out. And the other students are shouting his name in support. Well, apparently, this kid was allowed back into school because of the public backlash, and he came back to school wearing his NRA Protect Your Rights T-shirts. 100 other students wore the same shirt. So good for these students to standing up to these little petty tyrants with teaching credentials. Now, there's a little story coming out of Facebook, and I'm already getting all kinds of nasty emails about this, because we're seeing this whole women's rights issue and the rape hysteria being fanned up again. We saw this all in the 1990s, led to all kinds of guys being sent to jail, wrongfully convicted of rape. National Organization of Women was screaming, "No, we don't need DNA tests. You should believe the women when they..." And there were all these horrible hoaxes, Davis, California rape hoax. It was a huge, huge thing. Everybody wanted to be a victim. Somebody was actually selling T-shirts back then that said "potential rape survivor." That's how desperate they were to get that little bit of attention, that little bit of victim status here. So now there's this story, and was reported over in the LA Times, about how Facebook is going to crack down on hate speech on Facebook, specifically targeting posts that promote violence against women. Now, this is laudable until you consider two things. First of all, I do a lot of stuff on Facebook. I've actually never seen a post that promoted violence against women. But second of all, this is a distraction. The government is coming out there saying, "Let us all get our knickers in a twist about images that promote violence against women, while we ignore the far larger problem of images that promote war and violence against the entire human race." There's a lot of Muslim bashing that's going on out there in Facebook. But oh no, we're going to focus over here on violence against women. And I actually got criticized saying, "This is a real problem. How dare you say we should be opposed to images of all violence instead of violence against women?" Well, aren't women part of that problem? If you're opposed to all images of violence, women will be by default included in that. Oh no, we've got to focus on this thing. Amazing stuff here. Alrighty, let's see. Getting back to this educational tyranny situation. Over in Illinois, there was this high school teacher was asked to hand out a survey to his students regarding what is called politely high-risk behavior. And it was a survey in which the students were being asked to admit if they were engaging in drug abuse or certain sexual behaviors. And before handing this out, this high school teacher informed his students of the Fifth Amendment in the Bill of Rights against self-incrimination. This teacher is now in trouble from the school administration. You don't tell the students they have a right not to answer these things. We need to know this information. Now, if the survey had been anonymous, maybe, but apparently the students were being asked to put their names on these surveys and say, yes, my name is John Smith, and I smoke marijuana, and I've tried crack and meth, and I'm having sex with the sheepdog and all the rest of that other stuff. And this high school teacher was right, because if these students are putting this down on this paper with their name, the police could come in and say, yep, this counts as a confession. You knew that you were putting your name in this admission down there. And the teacher's in trouble for reminding students they have a right against self-incrimination here. Completely out of control. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I'm sure you're familiar with Larry King having his own show. He announced having his own show on RT. And I was wondering what you thought of that.
Well, you know, I have to question Russia Today's judgment in bringing him on. Maybe they just got him for his name value, because he does have name value. But if you go back and look at the early history of Larry King, it's very questionable. He apparently got arrested. He was supposedly collecting money on behalf of a group that wanted to investigate the John F. Kennedy assassination, and he basically took the money and took it someplace else, and he got arrested for that. He's got a mugshot out there on the internet that you can find. And we know that Larry King was very loyal about pushing certain agendas when he worked for the American corporate media. So I don't know. It's I'm not as comfortable about Russia Today as I was before they hired Larry King.
Right. Not Ben Swan or anybody. You know, it could have just as easily been Ben Swan.
Yeah, if Russia Today had hired Ben Swan, yes, absolutely. but for them to hire, you know, for them to hire one of the chief top propagandists of the American corporate media, all of a sudden, I'm getting weird, leery vibrations about Russia Today.
That's exactly what I felt. Just one more thing, Mike. Just a small request. I was wondering if you could have Ryan Dawson on as a guest.
Oh well, he comes on a pretty regular basis on this show. And he may even be listening right now, although it's very early in the morning over there in Japan. But yeah, anytime he wants to come on the show, he just calls up and we put him on the air.
Oh, great! Thanks a lot, Mike. I that looks so fishy to me. Larry King on RT and his own show to boot. So
yeah, that definitely question marks are going off and saying, you know, what are the? Again, it may just be the name value. Russia Today's management may have thought, we need somebody who's known to the American public to build our American audience. I think they could have picked somebody a little bit more prudently. But hey, it's their network. They will stand or fall on their choices.
Right. Thanks a lot, Mikey. Keep it up.
All right, I'll do my best. Now, here we are. Reminder, it is May 30th. We are coming up on the 1st of June this weekend. It is snowing in Gansu, China, right now. They apparently got 38 centimeters of snow during the evening of May 28th. It's 2 days ago. We're seeing a story over in the Daily Mail reporting on the British spring is the coldest for 50 years. Remember 10 years ago when we had the British press, I think it was The Guardian, proclaiming snow will be a thing of the past. And here we are with another record-setting winter. The Met Office is saying, yeah, it's going to be the coldest spring in the last 50 years. Just amazing stuff out there. The Arctic ice extent has reached a 12-year high. Over in Alaska, they're having a problem from a 30-mile-long ice jam that has blocked up a river and triggered flooding of an Alaska town. The residents are having to flee. all these prognostications about snow-free winters and ice-free Greenland. None of it happened. It was a complete hoax to trick you out of carbon taxes, trick you into obedience to a global environmental authority. We must save planet Earth from all you icky-poo human beings. And none of their warnings happened. They were lying to you. And now, of course, all these various agencies and educational institutions and various scientists who traded their honor and integrity for global warming funding, now they're trying to backpedal and figure some way they can get out of this mess with their reputation intact. Not going to happen. We're going to go back to the phones here. Damien in South Carolina. Aloha, Damien. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Two things. One, the caller who just called in before about Larry King on RT, I think it's pretty obvious, and I think you hit the nail on the head with your last comment about it. I mean, RT often has people on there like Max Kaiser and other reporters and talk show people that discuss the issues that I'm sure the current presidential administration and D.C. in general do not want the public to be finding out about.
And I've even been on Russia Today once.
Yeah. And on top of that, you know, it's very poignant that, you know, you said earlier, I think it was yesterday actually, that, you know, they want to shut down the internet because they can't lie anymore, because the internet, you know, like right after Sandy Hook, within a day or two, there was all the information coming out about how the official story was total BS, and they kept having to change the story. So I think that Larry King, who, you know, as you pointed out, you know, carries water for, you know, administrations that, you know, tend to want to lie to the American people, you know, if you get him on RT, then he can help start muddying the water, so to speak, putting people on there that are not the voice of reason, so to speak, you know, or bringing mm-hmm. in topics that distract from the stuff that we should be all paying attention to.
Or they can simply counter the other show hosts there. I mean, one of the reasons I left Genesis Communications was that every time I would be talking on my show about Israel's actions, almost immediately the show that followed me, they would have pro-Israel guests saying, oh, this is all nonsense, he's an anti-Semite, and finally ended with Alex Jones basically declaring that anybody who was critical of Israel was a weak-minded fool. And so he started basically dissing me and insulting me on the air, and of course at that point, that's when I left, and I'm much more comfortable over here at Republic Broadcasting. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why I like Republic Broadcasting so much. I have been here so far for years. Not once since I've come on to Republic Broadcasting has anybody ever contacted me and say, don't do this story or change this story or you've got to talk about XYZ. And I got to tell you, that is really an important aspect to me. And I have had other networks come in and try and lure me away from Republic Broadcasting. And I keep telling them, right here, I've got my integrity. You know, they basically say, you decide your own show and your own content. You know, you follow your own lead, and that is so important to somebody who's involved in trying to get the truth out there.
Right. May I say one more thing?
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, real quick. Have you heard of the video Seeds of Death?
Yes, I have. I think we linked to it a while back,
but
not
recently. I just saw it for the first time this week, and what was your take on that? That it was all pretty authentic, and it was the information was, could hold water, so to speak?
Yeah, I think most of it really was, and we understand this whole GMO situation is just spiraling out of control.
Right.
It's proving to be a very dangerous technology, very recklessly deployed. And there's a whole new scandal up in Oregon where this GMO wheat, which is not yet government approved for sale or commercialization, has now been found to have contaminated a field in Oregon. And that's what's really dangerous about all this GMO stuff is you can't confine it to one field. Wind will take the pollen, bees will take the pollen, then they die. Birds will take the pollen. Nature does what nature does with the pollen. And, of course, Monsanto goes out and says, oh, you're stealing our patented genes. No, actually, you were not containing your product. But
right.
The courts are siding with Monsanto, and that, too, is a disaster. What they're trying to do is take Mother Nature and turn it into another privatized for-profit operation.
Right. Yep. Kind of makes you wonder who at RT decided to hire Larry King, back to the first point, if they had all these other credible people on there, and now all of a sudden they're reaching out and getting him. I think they have good ratings anyways. What do they need Larry King for?
Well, I think, you know, they're trying to build their American market right now, and I think Larry King was certainly available, and he's got name value, and I think that's why they went for him, and it may backflash on them, in which case they'll, you know, they'll let him go. Yeah. But yeah, I think that one is a real head scratcher.
Yeah. All right, have a great day. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Another little story about the police misbehaving. New Rochelle man killed by cop was very nonviolent. Now, in this case, it's not the police who were wrong. But apparently, this artist attacked a police officer with a knife. He had just recently stopped taking antidepressive medication. Was very nonviolent, but he was on these antidepressants, stopped taking them, and we know that withdrawal is the most dangerous, dangerous time. This is another violent crime linked to these medications. All right. Now, going to take another break for commercials. We will be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're just about finishing up our program. And a reminder, I'm going to be taking over the microphone for John Stadmiller following my own show for 2 hours. We're going to keep on talking about all this kind of stuff. We're getting a story just now coming out of the Washington Times where the State Department is out there saying that Iran's support for terrorism is growing. You're trying to say, oh, bad Iran, can we invade now? Can we invade now? And we've heard this all before, but again, common sense has to apply. Iran wants to avoid a war. They are not going to do anything that gives the United States an excuse to invade. The United States certainly has a motive for a false flag attack, a new 9/11, to blame on Iran to get that war going. So does Israel. And right now, of course, Barack Obama is desperate for some major event to take the media focus off of Benghazi gate, DOJ gate, IRS gate, EPA gate, and Fast and Furious gate. The gates are really piling up on him right now, and he is in a desperate situation to hang on to his job. And he couldn't get an armed uprising rebellion with Adam Kokesh. So now he needs a war. And so we're back to this, oh, Iran is the threat, Iran's the danger. Folks, Iran has not invaded another country in a war of conquest in over 200 years. That's a record that the United States cannot match. And, of course, Israel can't seem to go 6 months without attacking somebody. Of the United States, Israel, and Iran, Iran is the one least likely to be starting any kind of trouble. It is not their nature. It's not their cultural identity. So if they're cranking up this thing that Iran is supporting terrorism and all the rest of it, it means they're back to thinking about a new 9/11, a big bada boom somewhere that can be blamed on Iran. You know, nuke the Golden Gate Bridge, blame Iran for it. Crash the Wall Street computers so they can transfer the blame for the destroyed economy from Wall Street onto Iran. You know, we've heard all these musings about a virtual 9/11. But they're trying to sell you another war with Iran. Iran is not the problem. It never has been. The goal for the war with Iran is for Israel to get rid of a regional competitor, economic competitor, and for the U.S., it's to force Iran's oil back on the world market only for the U.S. dollars. Wall Street's agenda is to force Iran to accept private central banking. That's the war agenda. They can't tell you that. It's a dumb reason to sacrifice your children. So they're back to terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, terrorism. They hate us for our freedoms and all the same old propaganda lies they've been shoveling for the last 10 years to sell you these wars. And it's time for the American people to stand up and say, look, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, seventh time, shame on me. We've heard it all before, and it was all nonsense. It was all junk. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. We'll be back with John's show after these few words.